to carry on. I'm not scared of dying, and I don't really care if it's peace you find in dying. Well, then let the time be near. If it's peace you find in dying, when dying time is here, just bundle up my coffin, 'cause it's cold way down there. I hear that it's cold way down there, yeah, crazy cold way down there. And when I die, and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born and a world to carry on. My troubles are many, they're as deep as a well. I can swear there ain't no heaven, but I pray there ain't no hell. Swear there ain't no heaven, I pray there ain't no hell. But I'll never know by living, only my dying will tell. Said only my dying will tell you. We'll be right back.
celebrating the work of pioneers, groundbreakers, and trailblazers, this is Girly So Groovy. And this month, in our year-long monthly series, we are celebrating the work of trailblazer Judy Collins and the musicians and bands that have since embraced her as an inspiration. We just heard music from one of the quintessential singer-songwriters of the 1970s, Carly Simon, a woman who herself is a self-proclaimed fan to embrace the influence and inspiration of Judy Collins and the music that she made. The song we heard is called Night Owl. That is from Carly Simon's 1972 album, No Secrets. In the middle, it is Laura Nyro. Now, I can't help but think about just the connection. Last month in February, the musician that we chose as our groundbreaking trailblazing artist was Nina Simone. And in that episode, I talked about how Nina Simone came to music through a blues jazz lens, but pulled in so many other influences: Broadway, soul, classical. And here we're saying the same thing about Judy Collins, doing it through a folk lens, but still multi-genre, pulling in Broadway, Appalachian folk, contemporary music, and making it her own as well. Well, with both episodes, when we talked about both Nina Simone and Judy Collins being a multi-genred artist, we tapped on Laura Nyro. Laura Nyro is kind of like if Judy Collins and Nina Simone had a baby, she would be the daughter of those two. She cites both musicians as influences on the music that she makes. Laura Nyro is one of those musicians who proved to be an influential New York City-based singer-songwriter with a powerful, soulful voice, bridging the gaps between folk, pop, and soul in her own career. We heard the song And When I Die from her 1967 debut album, More Than a Discovery. And then we started that set off with Judy Collins, a song that I did feel like in many ways was multi-genre and very unique, Hard Love and Loser. That's from Judy Collins' 1960 album, In My Life. We've talked about three different ways that Judy Collins has been a trailblazer. First and foremost, a leading female voice in the early 1960s folk scene. We talked about the way that she used her career to help launch the career of other artists like Joni Mitchell. We talked about how she embraced multiple genres, but probably the most powerful and impactful way that Judy Collins has had an impact, not just on music, but on the world, is the fact that Judy Collins has used her career to be an absolute social activist. She's worked tirelessly with UNICEF in areas specifically around advocating about the dangers of landmines, especially for children around the world, as well as advocating for artists around the world. Sadly, in many ways, Judy Collins has taken her own tribulations and trials and turned it into music and art. In 1992, Judy Collins' only son died by suicide at the age of 33. Characteristically, Judy Collins turned her personal tragedy into help for others and into works of art. Since then, she has tirelessly campaigned on behalf of suicide prevention. She wrote a memoir, Sanity and Grace, A Journey of Suicide, Survival, and Strength, trying to provide support and comfort for those with similar losses. She's talking openly and honestly about her own battles with alcoholism and depression. And in many ways, this all started back in the 1970s when Judy Collins realized she could use her music as a social activist platform. In 1976, she released her album Bread and Roses, penning songs with the mindset of social activism, specifically in the areas of women's rights and women in the socialist movement. So right now it is Judy Collins with that 1976 title track, Bread and Roses, right here on Girly So Groovy.
As we go marching, marching in the beauty of the day, amid that a sudden sun disclosed.
Oh,
Music right there from indie folk singer-songwriter Emmy the Great. The song is called All Those Years Ago. In the middle, it is alternative rock singer-songwriter St. Vincent with the song Now, Now, the opening track to her debut album, Marry Me. And then, of course, the woman of the hour who we are celebrating this month on Girly So Groovy, Judy Collins with the song Bread and Roses, the title track from her 1976 album. This hour has been our monthly year-long series where we are celebrating trailblazers. Judy Collins, of course, is a leading female voice in the early folk revivalist movement. But since then, she has continued to be a trailblazer for the fact that she has managed a six-decade career. Like I said at the start of the hour, just last year at the age of 83, Judy Collins released her latest album. She is continuing to move forward as both a musician and social activist, and it is women like this that make the world such a better place. I cannot say thank you enough to you for enjoying Girly So Groovy and joining me week after week to celebrate and amplify female-fronted voices. As we talked about earlier in the hour, Judy Collins embraced the work of Joni Mitchell, so we need to wrap up this hour with Joni Mitchell right now here on Girly So Groovy. Going back to Joni Mitchell's 1974 classic album, Court and Spark, we're going to wrap up this hour with Joni Mitchell doing her song People's Parties again. I cannot thank you enough. Whether it's a few minutes, the full 2 hours, or the full 20 plus years, Girly So Groovy would be nothing without you. Here's Joni Mitchell right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Style. They've got stamps of many countries. They've got passport smiles. Some are friendly, some are cutting, some are watching it from the wings. Some are standing in the center, giving a get something. Photo beauty gets attention, and her eye paint's running down. She's got a rose in her teeth and a lampshade crown. 1 minute she's so happy, then she's crying on someone's knee, saying, laughing and crying, you know it's the same release. I told you when I met you I was crazy. Cry for a soul, beauty. Cry for Eddie in the corner thinking he's nobody, and Jack behind his joker, and Stone Cold Grace behind her fan, and me in my frightened silence thinking I don't understand. I feel like I'm sleeping. Can you wake me? Sensibility. I'm just living on nerves and feelings with a weak and a lazy mind, and coming to people's parties fumbled and deaf, dumb and blind. I wish I had more sense of humor, keeping this young.